This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live, raw, and unfiltered by globalist propaganda. It's the Alex Jones Show. Tomorrow's news today.
Don't care about one political ideology being banned from the internet.
I don't really care, no.
Doesn't bother me.
Okay. If you had to choose one prominent person to be banned next, who would you choose?
You.
After Facebook banned Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson, we're here at Kent State University to see if students support that type of censorship against conservatives. Social media can try to ban Alex Jones all they want, but they can't ban you from putting up these signs all around your town and supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. What's your take on big tech companies censoring prominent conservative voices?
I think in all honesty, like, when you have certain voices making, like, certain remarks, like Alex Jones says, but that sometimes people will report on that, and it's like, you don't want to, but in a way, you kind of like, you know, if it's like something that could be seen as like scary or something, then they have every right to do that. It's just like,
what has Alex Jones said that's scary?
Well, he's had a lot of like stuff saying like that Obama is sulfur and demons, a bunch of falsified stuff.
Do you think that's a ground for completely deplatforming him?
I think in a way, respectfully, I think yes, because
okay.
He has.
We're going to take more of your calls.
He's been warned.
When we come back from break, I'm going to try to get five in this segment. Everybody's been holding at least an hour. And then we're going to continue on with your calls. But I need to get to this full report of Caitlin Bennett, because every person she talked to, I talked to her on the phone yesterday about this report. She shows every person she talked to, one person believes in free speech. Every person. She probably talks to 20-something people. One person. And that's what I find at the University of Texas. And let me tell you something. I don't feel big and powerful when I'm down there and these people look like zombies. The only way to describe it is that they're so entitled and they repeat the same psychobabble, anti-America stuff. It's just very painful. It's actually got me depressed, because I want to think more of my countrymen and women. But you know what? I get around construction workers. They can be black, Hispanic, white. They know what's going on. They're smart. They're living their lives. They got to pay their bills. They got kids. They know about it. They got talk radio on. And the left always says that. They go, oh, the undereducated. That's who the right-wingers have. Actually, statistically, the right wing has the largest group of the middle class, a lot of blue-collar people, and then some ultra-rich. But yes, most ultra-rich are liberals, because it's a system of controlling and dumbing people down. They're leftists. But I got to tell you, just to watch how sheltered these people are, they don't know how to do anything. But they know how to tell you to live your life. So wait till we play this video coming up here today. And I haven't talked about this yet, but it's a really important initiative. We've done this four or five other times I can remember in the last 15 years or so. And every time we did it, it was extremely successful and really spurred free speech and showed the system we can circumvent them and circumnavigate their attempts to block us off. But if all the listeners, and I mean all, millions are listening every hour, if everyone, I don't care if it's the water cooler, I don't care if it's on a power pole by your house, I don't care if it's at the bulletin board at church, put up a InfoWars.com, a forbidden information poster or something like that, it will trigger the anti-free speech people to go crazy, and that will expose them. We'll be right back. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart. The cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's. You've got the adults. You've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The crew did a great job throwing this page up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. It's getting updated every hour with more designs. And if you send us your designs, we'll get them up on the site as well. If you're a radio listener, you can go to InfoWars.com and see this on the front page. If you're a TV viewer, obviously we're going to show you some of these now, and they go right to your phone calls. Big tech has been abusing its authority, abusing its monopoly, to censor nationalist pro-Trump folks that want to try to save our country and other nations. And they've been trying to bully us. Well, in the past, to expose vaccine dangers or fluoride dangers or Obama wanting to confiscate guns, we would put out posters on the site and encourage listeners to post them in legal and lawful areas. Videotape yourself doing it. Post it to Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, whatever the case is, so that others get inspired to do it as well. And some videos get 1 million views, some get 10,000. It doesn't matter. You're taking action in the third dimension. And so we have this article, Humanity Won't Submit. Here's how you can strike back against censorship. Take back your own rights, and I would say the third dimension, outside of cyberspace, personally strike back against censorship and those who attempt to bully you into submission with this powerful poster campaign. And again, the crew wrote this. It's great. I'm going to rewrite it. Take back your right of action, your right of speech, your right to be heard. It says take back your civil rights. Take back your right to free speech. In a counterstrike against the coordinated censorship by big tech and MSM cartels, InfoWars is launching a grassroots poster campaign to circumvent their digital blacklisting of independent voices. Exactly. To get around their electronic Berlin Wall. We're bringing back the tried and true method of reaching people through art and information in posters, like the French Resistance. Here's poster designs you can print out and post in your area. Pick whatever ones you like or make your own. And again, we have links in here. For you to submit your own to us, and we will post them on the site as well so others can get them and use them. So we've got some new ones we've made. A bunch of new ones are getting made as we speak. InfoWars is forbidden information. It's okay to love America. It's okay to be conservative. Save free speech, InfoWars.com. Hey, we ought to make one with that graphic they had in Wired Magazine, where they called me Voldemort, the one who should not be named. Maybe show me with being grabbed, and then under it says, the one who must not be named. Learn who the one who must not be named is at InfoWars.com. That's a good one. We'll add that one. It's okay to be human. They're going to say that's a white supremacist symbol. Somebody even made one of those at a hockey game. They're like, stop the presses, call the police. Someone made an okay sign. In the international sign language and in law enforcement and in diving, this means everything's A-OK. Index finger to thumb means OK. You touch your lips and go, that's French or Italian for it. Delicioso. Bon appetit. Vaccines can kill. Demand to see the actual insert. Learn the side effects and dangers for yourself and your family. So these are just some of the designs already up there. Resistance is victory. InfoWars.com. Please get it. Please get them out. I am going to go out today, and I am going to put some of these signs up. And I think I'm going to go put some vaccine signs up in and around where people will see them at Walgreens or at CVS. Well, no one gets upset when somebody puts something on somebody's car about a car wash or a potluck dinner or a garage sale. They'll call it terrorism in the news. I'm going to stick them under people's windshield wipers, the danger of vaccines. And then, because they're suppressing our speech, it becomes legal and lawful and moral to have cognitive resistance to their cognitive resistance, to have civil disobedience. Yes. Nobody arrests any of the people when they go to a gun shop and lay down in it and say, we're shutting this place down. Oh, they're good people. But if I go lay down in a Walgreens and expose the deadly vaccines, they'll have me arrested. But we're getting to that point of the sit-ins. We're getting to that point of going and protesting at the big tech companies. We're getting to the point long ago that it's time to take action legally and lawfully and peacefully. But whatever you do, post some of these signs in your neighborhood, post them around universities, post them around leftist areas, and you will see fireworks, especially if you call the media yourself in on it. They'll then show up like it's the devil, and then the local public will backlash against it, saying, no, this is America. But this is how we let them know. And imagine if large parts of the audience do this and become real activists, which many of you have already done, that's what they're fearing, is you taking action. They don't fear me. They fear you. Okay, let's go back to your calls. Again, thank you for holding. I really appreciate that. Let's go ahead and talk to Mitch in Canada. Mitch, thanks for holding. You're a trooper. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. First-time caller, long-time listener. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
I just actually quickly wanted to touch on your last guest. How he was talking about kind of embracing your masculinity. I just think it's funny right now, like I'm cooking up some wild game that I personally went out and stalked.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it just feels good to embrace masculinity, especially in this day and age.
I think it's humanity. I mean, I think gardening's masculine. I think, you know, cleaning the house. Sure. I mean, I think just doing real things.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree. That kind of brings me to my next point here. I see Representative Brian Sims was out calling for children to be doxxed who were out praying.
Yes.
Out front of an abortion clinic. I'm not sure if you guys have touched on this yet.
We did play it yesterday. It's a big story now.
Yeah. That's the other thing. I'm having a hard time finding your podcast on my usual site. So, but
well, there's Infowars.com/show. You can find the audio and video feeds, and then there's just a box you click. Are you having trouble on Infowars finding it?
Well, I usually just I listen to rebroadcast because at work I can't listen to it.
I understand. Where are you having trouble finding the podcast?
Podcast Addict, or it's just like a podcast streaming.
Yeah, no, we've been blacklisted almost everywhere, sir. You have to go to Infowars.com/show, and there you can find the links to subscribe directly to us to find the podcast.
For sure. Okay. I appreciate
or if
that.
You have a Droid, you can still get our free app. We were kicked off Apple because we went to number one in news, so they banned that app. But we, if you have an Android, it's Infowars.com.
Yeah, that's what I'm using today.
Infowars.com/app. It's free.
I just wanted to say that I'm sick of the stigma that men shouldn't have an opinion on abortion. You know, you always hear that all the time. It's like you're not a woman. You don't have a say.
Oh yeah, that's a mind game. As if one half the species shouldn't have an opinion on killing babies before they're born, and now they want to kill babies after they're born. They say we shouldn't have an opinion. Shouldn't a man that's with a woman have an opinion? But now, so they want women all alone. The idea that a woman should have a kid and just a man shouldn't be involved. Period. That's because they want the state involved as her pimp, as her flesh broker.
Exactly. And
get
just,
that fleshy juice ball. Keep it comfortable.
Yeah. It takes two people to make a baby. It's part of humanity. And I think as men, as, you know, part of the human race, we need to start sticking up and stop falling for the tricks.
Absolutely. If we won't take care of our babies, if we won't stand up for the unborn, then there's no value on human life. And that's what it is. And the left universally is a death cult. They are a group of swindlers, scammers, and a group of wannabe power lords who desperately want to bully us into submission. And they are deranged. And they are spreading like a cancer, my friend. Anything else?
No, I just wanted to touch on that, and you know, the death of free speech, and it's pretty crazy right now. I appreciate you having me on. I'll give a plug for I've tried your Super Male Vitality, some Brain Force, and some Knockout. All great products. So
thank you, brother. Couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much. They really are good products, and that's how we fund this operation. So whether it's fish oil people need, or whether it's turmeric people need, or whether it is high-quality coffee, or whether it's protein bars, or whether it's a great pre-workout, post-workout, all-day energy, nothing better than Turbo Force, you need it, you want it, it's a popular thing out there that works well. Our bone broth's the best. All of it's really, really good, and we have got these specials on a bottle of X2 for 25% off of the free bottle of X3. That ends early next week. We have the new special on the double strong, highest quality methylcobalamin vitamin B12, Ultra 12 just came in, and people are loving it. It is twice as strong as Secret 12, but the same type. We'll be right back. Your phone calls. Stay with us, please.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy. Products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150
uh-huh.
and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Why are they doing this now?
Well, it's a good question as to why they waited this long, but...
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Alex Jones has been banned from Facebook for a long period of time, but now they banned him. They banned his little underling, Paul Joseph Watson.
Now that they kick them off the platform, that's great for now, but it doesn't roll back the clock.
Well, you have also excesses in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment right now. You know, I don't think that the forefathers said, well, you can say, all sorts of hateful things and spread it around the world, literally spread it through the Internet.
I have no issue with it at all. I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted.
But don't worry. These people aren't terrifying.
You know, I've never heard a clip as much as I've played that since last Friday. And there's so many other clips of them saying the same thing since then. We've put a new compilation together. The biggest shows in the country saying, I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I am Thanos. You are my slaves. I want you silenced. I want you muted. I want you shut down. Take any villain. Your planet is now under our control. Resistance is futile and illegal. And coming up next segment, I'm going to play that Caitlin Bennett, unedited. I talked to her yesterday, right after she put this up. She's so fast, she put up the same day. And I said, let me guess, you basically showed it in the order of the people. She said, yeah. I mean, it's edited, they cut it down, they cut the spaces out, but that every person she talked to is in it. We're not cherry picking. It's horrifying. And tyranny's here. It's out in the open now. Yeah, we're killing babies after they're born. Yeah, we're reading your email. Yeah, we're watching everything you do on Facebook. Yeah, we're listening to you inside your house. And Alex Jones is discredited for being the first person to tell you about it. And imagine these authoritarians. They want power. I remember being 18 years old, had a job. My parents moved into a smaller house. I was still living with them. And my mom bought some oriental rugs. And I was saying, I don't like this one. I don't like that one. And I had my girlfriend there. She was rude to my mom or something. And my mom said, you're going to be moved out of here in about a week. She told my dad, she goes, David, get him out of here. But that was because I didn't have my own life. Now I would never tell my mom what rugs to have, even if I don't like them. By the way, she has great taste. I didn't have good taste. What I'm saying is that people that don't run their own lives want to run other people's lives. I don't want to run my neighbor's lives. I'm not looking over their fence because I got a life. These people don't have one. They're dangerous. Okay, Patrick in Mass, thanks for holding. Thanks for calling. I really appreciate that. The catch 22 is we have 20 phone lines, so we load them up. Takes a couple hours to get to 20 calls, but I think you're almost the 20th caller. So, Patrick, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to get to the point because I know airtime is valuable. This is a call to arms for all the artists, particularly musicians out there. I think I have a great idea. The info tours, okay? We all need to set up some shows across the country. We need to spread the word as artists, as musicians, because as soon as people like Alex Jones are going to be censored, next it's going to be artists. People might have a problem or not have a problem with Alex Jones being censored right now, but they're going to have a problem when they go to the local record store and they can't buy a Metallica CD.
And let's make no mistake, I've been meaning to say this, and I'm glad you said this. They always pick some character that's flamboyant that they can misrepresent to demonize, and then once people don't stand up for that one character, then it's everybody. And it's guaranteed. Art, literature, music, that's the power. I'm getting chills right now. It's about all of you. And the left is the most censoring towards themselves. You're absolutely right. People, again, instinctively used to know this. What happened the last 10 years where suddenly it's like a minority of people will stand up for free speech?
I completely agree. And I'll tell you, you know, coming from Western Massachusetts, or my blue hell, as I like to refer to it as, just being a Trump supporter, you know, it's impossible to get gigs out here as soon as people find that out. And I think that's unfair. And I'm sure there's a lot of musicians listening right now that are experiencing the same problem. And I think we all need to stick together. We need to organize an
No, I totally agree. You know, there's something that makes me proud. They couldn't get, in 2.5 years, one Trump supporter, who are mainly just populists and libertarians, not even right-wingers, most Trump supporters. I'm not. I'm really a libertarian. They tried, they offered people millions of dollars, everything, and nobody took the so-called Russian money. They couldn't get one Trump supporter to be unfaithful. The first Democrat they talked to had taken the money. But beyond that, when they demonetized everybody 5 years ago and then censored everybody 2 years ago, almost no one I know has backed down and turned to their side because they've tried to bankrupt us. And let me guess, them trying to shut you down, I mean, did that make you want to roll over to them, Patrick?
Oh, absolutely not. Just made me write better music.
Absolutely. But see, the left, though, they're the conformists. And I'm not just saying this to go, oh, look how good we are. They're the followers. And they're just pissed that we're not being good little followers like them, because they're told a utopia is coming once we all think the same.
Right, and it's completely absurd. And I don't know why more people aren't upset about it. It, you know, once they take away the freedom of expression, you know, what do you have? You don't have a society anymore. I mean, I don't want to look at a blank piece of paper. I want to see someone paint. I don't want to look at a blank music sheet. I want to hear someone play some music. You know,
I totally agree. You know, I should have led the show with this today. I told everybody this about a year ago because I saw it in their announcement. Microsoft is going to watch all of your computers in live time and not let you type things that it thinks are politically incorrect. But this is what's better. In the fine print, trying to find the article today, in the fine print, it reports back to Microsoft what you're writing. What do you think of them apples?
Well, you know, I recall, I wish I knew where it came from, but I read an article while actually there's robots that are scanning bands' demo submissions. And so if your music is not played to a metronome, if your voice is not auto-tuned, record labels won't even consider your submission. It doesn't even get past that.
That's right, because it's got to be ready to be read by the digital robots.
Right. So if all these artists out there, you know, biting their tongues, they don't want to cross any lines thinking they might get that deal, you're not going to get that deal if you're making any real music. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, remember what Zuckerberg said this last week. Alex Jones, you can't say his name, you can't say his website unless it's negative. Microsoft releases version of Word that makes your grammar politically correct. No, it surveils what you're writing, won't let you write what you want, and then reports it back. It's worse than Paul Watson even says. How do I know? Because I saw this new Microsoft Word a few months ago as a footnote in a NewsGuard announcement, where NewsGuard, excuse me, is on all this right-wing neocon warmonger group. It's not just leftists now censoring. NewsGuard is on all the new Microsoft computers and phones in live time, real people on your phone. They're not on the browser. They're not out there on the website you go to. They're in your damn phone. Can you believe this revolution of tyranny, Patrick?
It's ridiculous. I mean, I just don't understand why people aren't upset about it. Although, you know, they're so desensitized at this point.
That's it. They're desensitized. God bless you. We're out of time. Call back again. Great caller. Folks, like you said, it's ridiculous. This is like 1984 on steroids again. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. They want you to have the bad halogens at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 Original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
All right, we're back live here. I want to play large parts of this Caitlin Bennett piece in this segment. The next segment, I'll get back to your calls. And Matt Brackett's coming up. And I'm going to take a little bit of Matt Brackett's time to hit the big Facebook expose where the co-founder says that needs to be broken up. That's coming up start of the next hour. Then Matt Brackett will take over at 15 after. But the thing I want to do here is I want to air this piece, again, that's up on Infowars.com. that everybody should really share. This is college students believe in banning conservatives. And again, this is not a cherry picking. This is the monstrous anti-free speech like North Korea or the Soviet Union. These are just flaming authoritarians, and they're also extremely ignorant, extremely stupid, and extremely arrogant. So this is what higher education is today. Once the bastion of free speech, you know what that is? Now the redoubt of tyrants. Here it is.
Does it bother you that conservatives are being wiped off of big tech companies?
No, I only the conservatives.
But does it bother you that their speech is being infringed on?
No.
Why not?
Because it doesn't.
I just told you. Have you heard about it?
No.
You haven't heard in the news all of these conservatives being banned off big tech companies, social media.
Again, this is a little bit of the report. I already played some of this earlier, I understand, but we're going to start it from the beginning. I want people to see it from the beginning. Full report. Here it is.
Care about one political ideology being banned from the internet?
I don't really care, no.
Doesn't bother me.
Okay. If you had to choose one prominent person to be banned next, who would you choose?
You.
After Facebook banned Alex Jones and Paul Joseph Watson, we're here at Kent State University to see if students support that type of censorship against conservatives. Social media can try to ban Alex Jones all they want, but they can't ban you from putting up these signs all around your town and supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. What's your take on big tech companies censoring prominent conservative voices?
I think in all honesty, like, when you have certain voices making, like, certain remarks, like Alex Jones says, that sometimes people will report on that, and it's like, you don't want to, but in a way, you kind of like, you know, if it's like something that could be seen as like scary or something, then they have every right to do that. It's just like...
What has Alex Jones said that's scary?
Well, he's had a lot of like stuff saying like that Obama is sulfur and demons, a bunch of falsified stuff.
Do you think that's the grounds for completely deplatforming him?
I think in a way, respectfully, I think yes, because he has had this, he's been warned quite a bit. I think so, in a way. Just
hard to pause.
Yeah, I think so.
Back it up. So if it's scary to someone, someone can't say it. And people do report that Hillary really smells bad and has bad hygiene, that sometimes Obama does too. But I kind of push it as tongue-in-cheek. They're public figures. Just like people run over to Caitlin and threaten her and call her names, she's a public figure. But this is what they do. Let's continue.
Do you that conservatives are being wiped off of big tech companies?
Not only the conservatives.
But does it bother you that their speech is being infringed on?
No.
Why not?
Because it doesn't.
I just told you. Have you heard about it?
No.
You haven't heard in the news all of these conservatives being banned off big tech companies, social media.
I don't really watch the news.
Where do you get most of your news?
Instagram.
Twitter.
That must be why, because they're banning their voices. So everybody I just listed and every organization I just listed got banned from all of social media. Does that bother you?
That seems like a personal problem.
It's personal.
Yeah.
That... You don't care about one political ideology being banned from the internet?
I don't really care, no.
Doesn't bother me.
Okay. If you had to choose one prominent person to be banned next, who would you choose?
You.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very feminism-like and tolerant. What have I done to deserve to be banned?
You're just a nuisance.
I'm not bothering anybody.
No, I'm just saying you're a nuisance.
Okay. So because you don't like me and you think I'm a nuisance, I should be completely deplatformed from everything, not have a voice.
Especially Twitter. Especially Twitter. Yeah.
All right, here you have it. Kent State.
Back it up 5 seconds. You look at this person. They look very unhealthy. They're very soft. And then she's looking inward, loving herself. It's all about her power trip. And she goes into these classes and is told everything she wants to hear. You're the new ruling class. We're going to smash them. We're going to put them in camps. And now here she is seeing someone being polite and nice to her. And she says, I want you removed. I want you shut down. I want you gone. It's about her power. And look, she looks demon-possessed. They all do. Let's continue.
I should be completely deplatformed from everything, not have a voice.
Especially Twitter.
Yeah. All right, here you have it. Kent State liberals, feminists,
by the way,
supporting.
And they all have victory parties when someone gets banned. This is their power. Big, giant, mega monopolies worth trillions of dollars working with China to silence people and have public executions. And they sit here in the lap of a once free nation, destroying that freedom that they lay around in all lazily, just reveling in the end of it. I'm sick of paying for their tuitions. I'm sick of paying for their welfare. You know, these are all slobs on welfare, all going deep into debt. Just a bunch of lazy losers, all proving to each other how none of them have drive, how great it is to be a slacker. What a sack of garbage. Let's continue.
Deplatform from social media.
No one wants you here.
They don't want me in Akron either. Were you the one at my rally, like, yelling?
I was. Yeah, that was me.
Wow, are you proud of yourself?
I'm so proud of myself, yeah.
Very cool. So do you support the censorship of Alex Jones off Facebook?
I don't know what that is.
You know who Alex Jones is?
No.
He's a prominent conservative figure, has his own kind of media following. They banned him on all social media. Do you support that?
Well, if he's an asshole like you, then yeah.
He's a conservative.
So, yeah.
He shouldn't be censored on social media. I mean, yeah, if he's cussing and stuff, yes, he should.
So you should be censored for cussing?
Yes, I mean, FCC rules, you know that.
On social media, you should be censored and deplatformed.
Well, not if you're, if you're, like, typing it, I don't think so, but if you're, like,
NFL, they cuss. CNN, they cuss. We barely even cuss, not on our FCC shows. He just says that. I mean, just think about this guy. And again, I'm sad for him. He looks and acts autistic. But these people all look deranged. They all look crazy in their eyes. Continue.
He should be taken off all social media platforms for posting a video of him cussing.
Well, you're just cussing and dude. The guy's also yelling at doo-doo. It's just something that you're known for doing.
So you support, what kind of soy do you intake every day to want to ban someone and deplatform them for cussing? What kind of soy do you intake? Well, is it in the, like, soy shakes? Do you take pills? What is it?
I just take whey and...
And soy.
I don't take soy.
Do you think President Trump should do something to hold Facebook and Instagram and YouTube accountable for their censorship and kind of discrimination against conservatives?
No, not really. Why would he?
Because they're a monopoly on our free speech and how we interact with the world and everything.
I don't know. They be tripping. I don't know what's up with them.
Facebook just recently did a massive purge, and they took Alex Jones, Laura Loomer, Milo Yiannopoulos, Paul Joseph Watson.
Like, kind of biased.
What's biased about them?
I really don't know. I just
have we're going to break. And we come back, we'll get to the really dramatic conclusion of your phone calls. But here's the bottom line. These people are incredibly stupid. They're incredibly arrogant. They're shallow. And they have no sense of chivalry. But overall, they're evil. They inherently want to dominate and silence others. Because wait, it's coming up. She hasn't gotten to the clips where all these people say outrageous things and get crazy looks in their eyes of power.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores.
Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Here back live. I'm going to take some of your phone calls here in about 5 minutes. Got some callers like Sean and Morgan we got to get to, so stay with us. And Matt Bracken's taking over. But let's finish up with Caitlin Bennett, journalist, reporter, politely at Kent State, her alma mater, where she graduated a year ago, being openly demonized and told that she needs to be taken off the air as well. And anybody else that disagrees with the establishment or like Donald Trump, here is the dangerous fascism that has become America.
Oh, really? So Milo Yiannopoulos, Laura Loomer, Paul Joseph Watson, Alex Jones, InfoWars, and an organization in general has been completely censored off of Twitter, off of Instagram, off of Facebook. Facebook and Instagram said that they were dangerous. Have you ever heard of any of those people?
I have not.
You've never heard of Milo Yiannopoulos?
I have not.
Alex Jones, InfoWars.
I have not.
Okay, well, they're being censored because they're conservatives. Does that bother you?
I have not. No, I'm getting... It doesn't, because I don't really know them that well.
Well, it's pretty complicated to me because, you know, it's all predicated on hate speech.
What is hate speech?
Well, from my understanding, I thought it was inciting violence through, you know, speech.
Well, that's inciting violence. That's something completely different. There is no legal definition of hate speech.
Okay.
So it's really kind of subjective to ban somebody based on hate speech. Could you give me, like, an example of what hate speech would be?
Probably not, then. No, I don't think I could.
So they ban Alex Jones, InfoWars, Paul Joseph Watson, Milo Yiannopoulos, and Laura Loomer.
Four? Like, why did they ban them?
They said that they're dangerous. They're prominent conservatives all over social media.
What are they speaking on that they're banning?
They just said that they're dangerous individuals.
Do you know what they're posting on social media? Why they're banning them? Like,
they have support of President Trump.
Like, position.
Well, I'm asking if it bothers you that they are being banned.
Talking about. That's why I'm asking for a better background so I can give a better opinion on it.
Yeah. So Laura Loomer, she's a conservative Jewish woman, big supporter of President Trump.
Okay.
Paul Joseph Watson, he lived actually in the UK. He's a big supporter of President Trump as well. He's affiliated with InfoWars. Alex Jones is the owner of InfoWars, and then there's Milo Yiannopoulos, who has been protested on campuses where they almost burned down the entire campus because they don't like his speech.
Okay.
At what point do we say we can't censor people based on their political ideology?
Well, you can't, but you can also take into consideration other people's opinions. And I can tell you one thing, the millennial group of people is growing, and most millennials don't f*** with Donald Trump. So that's probably why.
So do you support Trump supporters getting banned off social media? They have a big following?
Non-support, had no idea who you were talking about before. Probably going to have no idea once we leave again. But I'm just letting you know now, most people don't f*** with people who are on that.
And why did he win?
You see the news?
When why did... If a lot of people...
Russia! Like, come on. How you know that?
Yeah, you. So you're talking about the news. You get your news from Instagram, you said.
Twitter, Instagram, most news. I personally don't watch news. I mean, I'm sure most millennials don't. I don't know if you guys watch the news. If you do, that's great. But I don't watch the news.
And based on that information, you said you don't watch the news, but you still think that Russiagate is real.
Russia what?
Russiagate.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm all for standing up for what you believe in as long as you're not an asshole about it.
Okay. So what is deemed as an asshole?
I don't know, whatever you stand for.
Okay, so everybody like me should be censored.
Yeah, that's fine. No,
for no that's very tolerant, very empowering to other women, so I do appreciate that.
Uh-huh.
Do you consider yourself a feminist?
Define feminist in your terms before I agree to that.
What is a feminist? You believe in equal rights for men and women, and you support women, you lift them up?
Yeah.
Okay. But you support me being censored?
Yeah.
All right, we got some cognitive dissonance right here. Not only is InfoWars being banned on social media, but conservatives everywhere are being shunned in person as well. Please, I'm urging you. You have to go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy a t-shirt, get some supplements. Make sure I can keep doing this. You ever heard about the conservatives being just completely deplatformed, not allowed to have a voice on Facebook?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, now that I told you, does it scare you?
I don't really care, to be honest.
Hey, man.
Very cool. Very cool. These are the leaders of our country. These are the people that are voting. These are the people that have to make decisions about our taxes, about our guns, about our property. And they don't know who's giving them their information, who's controlling it. Can you think of one person off the top of your head who should be censored next?
Of course I can think of people who should be censored, but...
Name one.
I think, like anti-LGBT people.
Can't think of any, like, big figure that should be censored.
I mean,
right,
Donald
now.
Donald Trump always, but that's just because I don't like
you. Want the president censored off?
Throw him away in total. Okay. That's my opinion. But, again, also using your platform, social media, Twitter especially, to say mean things, hurtful things, or just shady things, as he likes to do, I don't think is A, professional, but B, not presidential at
What's
all.
A shady thing that he said?
Oof. He said a lot of shady things. I don't have a Twitter either, but I get most of my information from Instagram and social media I really use. But I
because they're banning conservative. Instagram's banning conservatives too, so that's where you're getting your information from. Does that concern you?
I mean,
you were chanting, like, F*** Caitlyn Bennett. Would you not think that that is hateful and you should be censored for doing that?
F*** Caitlyn Bennett.
Okay. So should you be censored for that hate speech?
Does it hurt your feelings?
No, it doesn't. I think this is great.
No. Again, they've taught them that if something hurts somebody's feelings, you'll get to have free speech. But then she plays all these bizarre games. And again, she looks completely mentally ill. Like she could be a natural-born killer or something as a psychotic. But really, it's just a spoiled brat, probably never worked a day in her life, just wandering around some college where she's not learning anything but how it's her right to rule, and America is now hers as long as you silence people. And so little, soft, stupid authoritarians wandering around colleges. And then they go out. You think, well, where are they going to get a job? Big tech, city government, state government, county government, bureaucrats. And they all just sit back and laugh about their power over you. And they're going to take your farm. They're going to take your business. They're going to take your children. They're going to take your money. They're going to take your guns. They're going to take your speech. They're going to take your birthright because you're going to bow to them. You're going to be afraid of them because they're so weak and pathetic. And laughing at themselves. They can't believe that they're nobodies, but that everyone bows to them. They're dishonorable scum. They're dangerous scum. They're the plague. They're cancer. But we have put up with them as soft people, just trying to make everything nice, everybody friendly. And now these giant Maoist armies of idiots are ready to make their move on us. They're the last generation of humans before the machines take over. This is how the AI takes over, creating that creature on screen. Continue.
Another woman.
I just don't define hateful, ugly people as strong, independent women. And so, therefore, I feel like I'm entitled to whatever I say to you.
But you, pause. This doesn't count as hate speech.
Back it up 10 seconds. If you're a radio listener, you can't see this. She does this ecstasy thing. She goes, oh, I don't define it. She goes, see, she's a god now. So Caitlin's using her own anti-female, wedded to the government, third wave feminism argument on her. And then she says, I don't define ugly, hateful people. When she's being ugly and hateful, I don't define them as reality. Just like the governor of Virginia doesn't define a newborn baby as alive, so he cuts their organs out. Now, the mother wants the baby. We resuscitate. That's a legal term. The baby's alive. We decide it alive. Then we kill. We get the organs. We get the blood. We get the skin. You see how it works? And you look at her, soft, dead-eyed, stupid. Only when she's saying, I'm taking someone's rights, is there a little light in her eyes. You see how it works? Oh, you see. Let's go back to the zombie production factory that is Kent State.
People as strong, independent women. And so, therefore, I feel like I'm entitled to whatever I say to you.
I'm entitled.
This doesn't count as hate.
I am entitled. Oh, we know you're entitled, Cupcake. Back it up 5 seconds. You see how it works? You see now? Here it is.
Ugly people as strong, independent women. And so, therefore, I feel like I'm entitled to whatever I say to you.
But you, this doesn't count as hate speech, but the things I do is hate speech.
Yeah.
And that is like, you know, that's pretty much, that's hate speech.
What is hate speech?
Hate speech is defined as like stuff like, you know, making like subtle dog whistles and like, you know, remarks.
Anything you say, he says is a hate speech. We'll be back with your phone calls, hour number four.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.